The struggle, as they say, is real.
It is a very challenging situation because their first priority is to put food on the table, a roof over the head, and most importantly, to take care of their children.
For some 41% of Erie County families, that statement too accurately describes their day-to-day lives. I'm speaking about households that are asset-limited, income-constrained, employed. Alice, for short, or the working poor, for more familiar vernacular. Buffalo Urban League's Brenda McDuffie describes the problem.
The system has very low thresholds that have not been adjusted for years. And although we know everything costs more, it takes more to just make ends meet.
While the issue spans all races and ethnicities, it does impact households of color more so. A recent report by the United Way of Buffalo and Erie County breaks down the numbers. On average, 65% of Hispanic and Black and 46% of Asian households grind away at work yet still can't afford necessities. Michael Weiner, president and CEO of the United Way of Buffalo, defines who struggles.
There's a higher percentage of families that are struggling with young children, particularly single heads of household, particularly on the racial equity side, people of color.
At a recent Crucial Community Center meeting, we spoke with McDuffie about Alice. She explained where the burden falls.
The population we're talking about are predominantly women who are raising children and working maybe one or two jobs just to make ends meet.
She was quick to remind us that lack of employment or an unwillingness to work was not the problem.
I'm going to tell you, the Alice population, as we're calling it, are the hardest people in the world. They are extremely hard workers. It's not about working hard.
The jobs that the Alice population have are ones that are necessary to keep our community running.
They work long hours, they work weekends, they work with a population that has very high demands and needs. So this is not about working hard. This is hard work.
The issue also isn't as simple as just earn more money, because that too comes with risk. If you earn more, but not enough.
So they lose their eligibility for any kinds of supplements, and so they continue to work harder, and it's just a day-to-day struggle.
Okay. You got my mobile number on there too.
I had to wait till the end of the meeting to finish speaking with Mrs. McDuffie. It had already been a long day for her.
You must be tired.
Oh, that's all right. You get tired of being tired about stuff in the community, so it just re-energizes you.
That energy and some compassion are what she hopes you remember about those who are in this financial struggle. She's also not afraid to remind anyone about the work that needs doing, even with a recently broken ankle.
I said I got one good foot right about now. And if I have to use that one good foot to kick butt and to say what needs to be said, we talk about people pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. Some folks don't have boots, and that's what we have to recognize. Some folks don't have boots, so let's get them their first pair of boots, because they'll do the rest.
Bridget Jaipal-Valenza, WBFO.